I am all in. More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody. I just love the episode, and I love our spirited discussion. I love my pajamas, and I'm feeling better. And I love the comments coming in. I love reading the emails, even if they're like, Scott, you're so insufferable.
And Amy, I wish
Amy would shut up. You know, it's like, not going to happen. I'm going to remain insufferable. Amy's going to keep talking. Riley's a superstar. Danielle is the secret hand behind the throne.
But keep sending the reviews and the emails and the Instagram comments, because we read them all and we actually do. We do take them to heart, even though we cry first.
They hurt in the heart. They hurt us sometimes. You know, we get 10 episodes of joy and smiles, and then there comes the dagger.
I wish everyone could have heard us before we started rolling, because I was just like, they hate me. They're like you, Riley. They hate me. They hate me.
The amount of F-bombs dropped was really great.
It's not hate. It's jealousy.
No, but
it's jealousy.
Sad F-bombs.
Sad. I am working on my interrupting. I acknowledge that I get so excited. I am working on that.
But that's the format of this show, is that it's kind of freewheeling, man. And if somebody's got something to say, just say it. You know, we're not here to be polite. You know?
That's right. No, that's
so hard. No, but I mean, it's like, you know, it's the energy of the show. It's just, you know, it's like.
Yeah, because sometimes, like in our last episode, you made points, honestly, that at first I thought you were crazy. And now I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's totally got that right. Yeah. I thought you nailed the Lane thing. And I thought I'm not 100% in on the Suki thing, but I do think you and Riley made enough sense that I'm coming to your side.
Maybe. Look, I don't, it's just my opinion. It's just, you know, I throw out these little observations. If they're accurate, fine. If people don't disagree, if they disagree with them, then let me know, you know. Engage.
They will let us know.
These are not shy fans. This is like I said, this Gilmore Girls is a religion, and we have entered the church. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I'm so happy Jess is here with us now. I'm so happy.
All right. I think, you know, we're going to do a whole, since Riley has become, you know, trending, and she's become very popular, and she's exceeded all of us. I mean, it's like, you know, her Q score has gone through the roof.
Yeah, she rarely gets a negative review, unlike us. And
the most beloved character on this show. We're going to do pop culture as a separate segment, because she's just that good at it. And guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen during her pop culture segment starring Riley Palucis? We are going to shut up.
Nope.
Riley, the floor is yours.
I like the input. And also, this is a stark difference from reviews I got in high school. You know, it wasn't really the popular one. So.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Really? Mm-mm.
You were not popular.
No.
Were you like Paris? Were you like Rory?
She wasn't like Paris.
No, I hated school.
You hated school?
Which may make sense now, would come to my pronunciations. I hated school so much.
Anyway, we're here for pop culture. It's now a thing.
Yeah.
It now has a star attached to it.
And we'll see how your reviews do.
And then the little pilot fish over here. We're this little pilot fish hoping to get some crumbs.
Yes, bring on all reviews. I'm welcome to them.
I make one note? Maybe a little closer to the microphone.
Oh, can you not hear me?
I want to really hear it.
Well, I don't have my sexy voice anymore, so it's not like I'm getting all up in here. Is that better?
Totally. Way better.
All right.
Go, girl.
Let's get rolling.
And ladies and gentlemen, here, I'm going to bring Anne. Okay, I'll bring you in.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you a new segment called Pop Culture, and it's starring and hosted by Riley Palouses.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, Scott Patterson. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. So let's get started. First, we have Lorelai and Rory are picking out baskets at Dosey's Market. And Lorelai says, so I've decided I'm saving myself for William Holden. William Holden is an American actor and one of the biggest box office draws of the 1950s. Holden was the best man at the 1952 wedding of Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan, and a hygiene fanatic, he reportedly showered up to 4 times daily.
What?
A lot of showering.
Wow. He must have been hairy. So he's sweating a lot.
Ew. Next we have Lorelai and Rory. They're continuing to search for baskets, and Lorelai says, hey, I'm sorry. Sunset Boulevard was on last night. I don't know. I've known him for years, Sabrina, Stalag 17, and yet last night something just snapped. So going through all these movies, Sunset Boulevard is a 1950s American comedy. William Holden starred and was nominated for his role in this film. Sabrina was a 1954 American romantic comedy drama film. And because of the costume's high price, Paramount insisted that Audrey Hepburn, she paid
did
for
Did you
that.
Say Audrey?
Did I say Aubrey?
I feel like you said Aubrey. And I, look, I'm not here to criticize. I want to be you supportive. Can. But she's iconic, and her name is Audrey.
Audrey, I'm sorry, Audrey Hepburn.
You're going to get some emails for that.
Oh, I was just about to say that. One more bad review for Amy Sugarman.
I supposed to let her say Audrey Hepburn?
The
negative.
No.
You're perfectly within your right to manage that situation. But the emails
Amy gets excited.
Come,
I flooded. Get excited. I get so excited and riled up that sometimes I misplace letters. So, we're working on it.
See? There you go.
Yeah. So,
we'll be supportive again, when we tell you Audrey Hepburn is one of the most iconic, amazing actresses, humans. So, we should say
hairstyle
her name,
right? Icon.
Yeah,
you just doubled the amount of emails that are going to come.
Because I'll try it again because she does deserve justice. Because of the costume's high price, Paramount insisted that Audrey Hepburn pay for them herself as part of her personal wardrobe. It was remade in 1995 with Julia Ormond.
Or mom.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And Greg Kinnear.
Oh, here comes the emails for me.
You do it, Scott.
Oh, no. Good God. No.
He tried to whisper it.
Oh. Ormond.
Ormond.
you got this, Riley.
We're going to change the name from pop culture to let's butcher some names.
If only people could see, literally, there's phonetic spelling on here, and I still don't nail it. Moving on.
I'm so glad we made this its own episode.
Oh my God.
Riley, you know what I say?
Harrison Ford.
We are far too young to know some of these names.
Thank you.
Is it Harrison Ford?
We won't consider that rude for the over 40 set here. Thanks a lot.
Stalag 17 is 1953 American drama war film. Billy Wilder filmed the movie at a studio-owned ranch in California. He wore his best shoes and made sure the cast saw that he would walk in the mud because he felt that he couldn't ask his coworkers to do it if he didn't do it himself.
I didn't want to be rude, but I don't even remember what movie we're talking about.
Stalag 17. They made a comedy series out of it, starring what was his name? The guy that got killed. They made a movie about the guy that got killed. Who was the actor, the lead actor?
Is it the one that Riley's talking about?
William Holden?
No. William Holden was a movie star.
Billy Wilder?
No, Billy Wilder was a director. He directed the movie Stalag 17, but they made it's called Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes, yeah.
And Hogan's Heroes was, who was the lead actor in Hogan's Heroes? What was his name? The guy with the dark hair. Remember he got killed by his friend? They made a movie out of it. No? You got nothing? You looking it up? Anybody?
I'm looking now.
Oh, Bob Crane.
Bob
Thank
Crane.
You,
yes.
The flaw in our system is that the person that looks the crap up is Riley, and Riley's talking, so it's like, we have to work out the kinks. Thank you, Easton.
But anyway, you know, speaking of William Holden, he was in Network. Remember that movie Network?
I do.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Remember that film? That's Bill Holden. Yeah. He was Peter Finch's friend throughout that film. Peter. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, go ahead.
For anyone under 100, these are movies. Continue, Riley. No, I kind of love this. It's off the rails. I love it. Go, Riley.
All these
pay attention to the reviews. This may be a one and done of its own episode. Yeah. We'll see. Not.
All these reviews are like, all time.
This is our style.
Keep going. Maybe we can get something that happened after 1970.
Probably not this one, but we'll try. Jess tells Rory it is now time to go have lunch, and Dean objects. Dean says, "You think this is funny?" And Jess says, "Well, it's no Lenny Bruce routine, but it has its moments." Wow. Lenny Bruce was known professionally as Lenny Bruce and was an American stand-up comedian and social critic. Although Bruce had become one of the most famous comedians on the planet, club managers were reluctant to hire him due to his many arrests. And once again, Gilmore Girls pop culture is timeless because Lenny Bruce is also a character on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a Gilmore creator, Amy Sherman Palladino's current show on Amazon.
Yeah, that's how I know Lenny Bruce. And that's why that one is landing better on the millennial set. You didn't know
Lenny Bruce before Maisel?
I knew a little bit, but I know way more after Maisel. He
worked blue. He was a very controversial. He talked about everything. He talked about sex. He talked about gay sex. He talked about everything.
Yeah, they depict him well on Maisel.
I mean, he was quite famous.
He's kind of sexy on Maisel too, and I think Mrs. Maisel just made out with him.
Yeah. Who plays him in Maisel?
I'll look that up while Riley keeps going. Okay, that go ahead. I can look up.
Next, we have Jess tells Rory it is now time to go have lunch, and Dean objects again. Jess says, "Excuse me, Ed Bergen. I'd like Charlie McCarthy answer now." Edgar Bergen was an American actor. Like,
the impressions are wonderful.
Thank you. Edgar Bergen paid a Chicago woodcarver $36 sculpt a rascally red-headed Irish newspaper boy he knew. The head went on a dummy named Charlie McCarthy, which became Bergen's lifelong sidekick. And this is a reference to Dean speaking for Rory like a ventriloquist. Oh, we have news.
We have an update. We interject. Luke Kirby plays him on Maisel, and he's a cutie. He's a total cutie.
Oh, sure he is. He's very cute. Yes, he is. Look at him.
That's why I said sexy, because I don't know if the real Lenny Bruce was sexy, but that dude is.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Dean is upset. Dean says, "I'm sorry I do a silly walk, but I'm not feeling very John Cleese right now." Mm-hmm. John Cleese is an English actor, comedian, screenwriter, and producer. The Ministry of Silly Walks is a sketch from the Monty Python comedy troupe's television show, Monty Python's Flying Circus. John Cleese is 6'5", similar to Dean and Jared's 6'4", and the silly walk involves very high, exaggerated steps, which you can imagine looks very silly with those long legs.
Could you do it for us? Right now.
Who?
Yeah. Riley.
I mean,
to do a silly walk?
Yeah. Can you do it for us right now?
And we'll like get up?
I could do it.
Yeah. I want to see it. Riley. Everybody do it. Riley, you do it first, and then Scott can tell you if you're doing it right.
Yeah, let me rearrange.
Oh, here we go. They're going to both do it. I hope we
get God.
This on
I
this social.
I have to undo.
In Scott's pajamas. This is the best.
This is the best
moment of this podcast since
this is the best show we've ever done.
2021.
And I can get up. Where's Riley?
She's still silly walking. She's silly walking still, and you both nailed it.
I think we're gonna get a letter from John Cleese's lawyer. We're gonna get sued for botching the silly walk.
No, you guys nailed it.
We're gonna need to pay a royalty or something.
Head to the I Am All In Instagram, which is what again, Daniel? Sorry, I forgot.
At I Am All In Podcast.
Let me tell you something.
We
just hang loose on this show, man. We're having fun. We silly walk.
That's my workout for the day.
I'm exhausted. Me too.
Lorelai is begging Luke to buy her a basket. Lorelai says, Patty gave my picture out to all these guys because she thinks I need a man. Luke says, you do. One with a couch and a deep knowledge of Freud. Sigmund Freud is an Austrian neurologist and the founder of psychoanalysis, a clinical method for treating patients through dialogue between a patient and a psychoanalyst.
Not to interrupt, debatable if he's pop culture or historical, but continue.
Agreed.
He's a historical figure that was used in a pop culture way.
Ah, that's why he's the boss. Scott, well said.
He was co-opted.
Nice. Continue, Riley.
He was also an advocate and a user of cocaine. He thought it was a miracle drug, which might explain a few things.
That took an unexpected turn.
It did, yeah. Uh-huh. Lorelai tells the other basket bidders they skated by not getting her basket. Lorelai says, yes, haha, sorry guys, don't feel bad. I'm totally into Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons is a fantasy tabletop role-playing game. D&D players are portrayed as the epitome of geekdom, and they have the basis of geek and gamer humor. There are actually a few celebrities that play D&D. Vin Diesel, Tom Morello, Joe Manganiello, Vince Vaughn, and Patton Oswalt.
Wait a minute. These are celebrities that play love Dungeons D&D. And Dragons?
And they're sexy celebrities that love D&D.
I'm just stoked we got a pop culture reference after 1970.
Okay, so if you're not getting the pop culture references, and Amy, you're not getting the pop culture references, how is a 17-year-old kid... Like, how are these things coming
out
of his
mouth? That's a great
question.
I'd say I get 70%. Riley, when you're watching, how many do you actually like know?
30 to 40.
Yeah. Because like some of them work, like the Star Trek ones, but it's, you know, obviously like they definitely go old timey on some of them. But that's why we have this.
That's where the good stuff is.
That's why we have this new show.
It's back there.
Learning so many things. Lorelai has a talk with Rory and Jess. Lorelai says he seems cool because he's got this dangerous vibe and this problem with authority, and he's seen a lot of Sylvester Stallone movies. Sylvester Stallone is an American actor, screenwriter, director, and producer. At age 15, his classmates voted him the most likely to end up in the electric chair. Joke's on them. A noted fan of cigar smoking, he quit smoking cigarettes while filming Rocky 1976 when he was 30 after he found himself getting very out of breath in the ring doing the silly walk. Just kidding. Just doing boxing. 4 years later, Milo does appear in a movie with Stallone, Rocky Balboa 2006, at his son.
Yes. Yes. That is a reference we all got.
Yes. Jess interrupts Dean and Rory inside Dosey's Market. Jess says, well, you're having your vertical from here to eternity moment right now in front of the super glue. From Here to Eternity is 1953 American drama romance film, war film, based on 1951 novel by the same name by James Jones. Donna Reed stars as Alma in this movie, and we do know about Donna Reed from season 1, episode 14, The Damn Donna Reed. The film helped popularize Aloha shirts, unfortunately, and the censors demanded that Deborah Kerr's swimsuit should feature a skirt in its design so as not to be sexually provocative. And in the scene where Burt Lancaster and Montgomery Clift play drunk sitting on the street, Clift actually was drunk, but Lancaster was not.
The old Monty, Jackson, the method actor out of the actor studio. Yeah, okay.
Jackson and Suki are talking in the kitchen, and Lorelai explains Miss Patty is trying to set her up on a date. Lorelai says, oh, hey, one of them seen Ghostbusters 124 times. Can you say score?
That was a funny line. That was a good line. I was trying to remember that line. That was one of the good lines.
Ghostbusters, 1984 American supernatural comedy film. The terror dogs that come to life were actual statue designs on an old church in Philadelphia. Can you say manifesting? Because Melissa McCarthy later starred in Ghostbusters in 2016. Ghostbusters was reimagined in 2021 as Ghostbusters Afterlife, starring Carrie Coon, Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, and McKenna Grace.
And all the OGs. And I just watched it, and it's good. I recommend it. Yeah.
Rory gives Lorelai a book when she comes home from lunch with Jess, and Lorelai asks why. Rory says, the other night when you were watching Julia and Jane Fonda was playing Lillian Hellman. Julia is a 1977 American period drama film starring Jane Fonda, Vanessa Redgrave, and Jason Robards.
Yes, we practiced that, everybody. We practiced that before the show. I've never seen Julia. Have you, Scott?
Probably, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. I like the cast. I love me some Jane.
And this is the first film that Meryl Streep has appeared in, a film that is named Julia in the title. The second is Julie and Julia in 2009. Neither Jane Fonda nor Vanessa Redgrave could sail. A highly regarded local sailor was assigned help with the sailing sequence, and the shadowy person sitting up the fishing boat at the beginning and the end of the film was actually Lillian Hellman. Jane Fonda did the voiceover.
Interesting Meryl Streep fact I just learned. I don't know if she watched Gilmore Girls, but she does enjoy The Real Housewives. Right, Danielle? Didn't we just learn
who
that?
Does? Who does?
Meryl Streep watches The Real Housewives. Bravo's The Real Housewives.
Specifically Beverly Hills. She loves.
I found myself in Beverly Hills one day, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I was crossing the street and I was with my wife and Jane Fonda was standing right next to us. Waiting.
Ooh, a great spot.
For the light to turn. And I tried to strike up a conversation.
Did it not go well?
I was unsuccessful.
I love Jane. I love Grace and Frankie.
Mm-hmm. I love Grace and Frankie.
Yeah. See, this is how we bring the old references into the current.
My acting teacher, one of my main acting teachers in New York, was also her acting teacher. That's how I tried to start the conversation, and she ignored me.
Oh, shoot. Maybe she's just focused on her shopping.
You know what? She was probably just focused.
Yeah, she had to get some across the street.
She's got places to go. She's Jane Fonda.
She's also like changing the world and saving the environment. So,
was she going to talk to a little dweeb like me?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
We got to give Monster-in-Law a little love. Just a little.
If I had any brains, I would have kept my mouth shut and given her the respect. Like, this woman is trying to save the world. Leave her alone.
Yeah. She's getting, like, she goes to those things and is not afraid to get arrested to, like, save the environment. So it's like, go, Jane. And also, she's a 9-to-5.
How dare me?
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare me?
To round it out. Lorelai asks Rory to be careful with Jess. And Lorelai says, boy in the plastic bubble, kind of careful. We have actually talked about this reference before on the podcast. In season one, episode 16, Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers, but just a little fresher. The boy in the plastic bubble is 1976 American made for television drama film inspired by the lives of David Vedder and Ted DeVita.
John Travolta?
Who lacked effective immune system, starring John Travolta.
Wow. David
Vedder. I love John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Sure does.
All right.
So, wow. Is that
please
it?
Do not write a review.
Please do. Actually, please do. Because we need to know if we
I'm
should
just kidding.
Squish this back into the regular episodes or keep it separate.
No. We've
You let us know.
Hasn't iHeart ordered like 20 of these episodes? When we ran it up the flagpole?
Maybe we'll just leave it up to the people, the good people that we really work for them. Everyone listening, it's really up to you. You let us know how you want to do this.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's your segment. You can take us out.
Yeah, Riley, you should have some big finish.
Yeah.
Oh, go listen to your pop culture and all the old timey little references.
Thank you.
Didn't get them.
Wow, that was genius. That was more than I bargained for.
No, seriously, thank you. This is Riley. This is your pop culture. And thank you, Scott, for allowing me to do this. And come back and listen more.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you
5 stars that, people. 5 stars.
Next episode is season 2, episode 14. It should have been Lorelai.
That seems foreboding.
Wow, it does, right? I'm almost scared to watch it.
Me too. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, scottyp.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.